From the archives of the Sault Ste. Marie Public Library. Munch, munch, crunch, crunch. Mortimer once sang, clang, clang, rattle bing bang. Gonna make my noise all day. Munch, Mortimer, p.9. When you think of your favorite childhood stories, what would make your top five? It's safe to say that Robert Munch would be an author featured on many of our lists. Choosing specific titles, however, might be a challenge, not because there are so few, but because Munch has written so many classics that never seem to grow old. Take Mortimer, for instance. Do you remember this prolific author's book M. Parquezat en Haussac? During his visit to Sioux College in April of 2004, Munch was preparing to release the children's book, more commonly known as M. Cookies, in the Ojibwe language. The college was granted permission to translate and publish 10 of Munch's stories, a project made possible through grant funding. Carolyn Hepburn, who was the college's Ojibwe language initiatives coordinator at the time, remarked, "Having a title available in Ojibwe will catch the interest of Aboriginal children and parents. The book supports our efforts to help Native people reclaim the Ojibwe language." Sioux Star, April 2004, page 13. With literacy being such a vital part of child development, publishing a well-known title in the Ojibwe language was seen as a significant step toward reclaiming the language in a meaningful way. Since storytelling is an important aspect of indigenous culture, having stories written in the language is essential for its preservation. During his visit to the Sioux College Gymnasium, Munch stated, "When a language starts to die, one of the first that dies are kids' stories, because people think they're trivial." Sioux Star, April 2004, page 2. It is no surprise that the children's author would support and promote translated versions of his books, as Munch often advocated for early literacy, school libraries, and meaningful education. These ideals were not something Munch merely talked about or advocated for. He practiced what he preached. When talking about his writing, the Mortimer author said that a lot of the development of his stories happened while in front of an audience. He stated that, "I basically do what I learned in daycare. I don't tell a story and it's done. I play along with it and they develop over a long time." Sioux Star, October 2007, page 21. By interacting with the audience while reading the story, the storytelling becomes more dynamic and meaningful. This dynamic and meaningful storytelling inspires children to utilize their imagination and lends itself well to early literacy and learning. In anticipation of the author's visit, a sensation of sorts occurred in Algoma, affectionately called Munchmania. Organizers of the event received copious amounts of calls about the reading and author visit, stating, "I think what really impresses me is the level of excitement and interest the callers are showing." Sioux Star, April 2004, p.12. Schools and daycares in the region used the event to inspire youth to read and celebrate all things Munch, including a read-a-thon in Echo Bay, where students read over 2,000 stories. The event held by Sioux College had children going from raptly listening, as an animated Munch told a few of his tales, to shouting the popular refrain from his famous story Mortimer, Sioux Star, April 2004, p.2. The Canadian best-selling author also read from the then newly translated book, M. Parquezat en Haussac alongside Barb Nolan, showcasing both English and Ojibwe languages. One of the key reasons Robert Munch's books have stood the test of time is that the stories are relatable to adults and children alike. Linda Felton, a former associate children's librarian, once said, "He brings to life the fantasies of children." When describing Munch's books, Sioux Star, April 2004, p.12. This statement couldn't be more true, because who hasn't dreamt of a pizza day during a snowstorm, saving a sleepwalking dad, or outsmarting a ferocious dragon? How about a glass of milk and a cookie, or two? Each week, the Sault Ste. Marie Public Library and its archives provide Sioux Today readers with a glimpse of the city's past. Find out more of what the public library has to offer at www.ssmpl.ca and look for more, remember this, columns here?